everybody doing today? Yep, your favorite angry Tom. Anyway, it's been an interesting week. And today is a big day for me, a day I really enjoy. It's my family's annual Christmas party. It's a pajama party. And we dress up in pajamas, usually by family. My favorite will always be the day my daughter Katie got all her kids. I think they were like bunny rabbits. And her oldest, JD, clearly was not happy wearing a bunny costume. But anyway, I still remember how cute they looked and what a good time it was. So, what a week. Something I haven't heard discussed, and I hope I put it on my Facebook account and other places, but one of the things I would love to see President Trump do in office is to undo the student loan debt forgiveness. Now, the Supreme Court ruled that it's illegal. Biden's crime family did it anyway, all in an attempt to secure votes for the communist Harris in the last election. But the moron is still doing it. He's still forgiving debts as we speak. All illegal, should not be done. And what I try to explain to the morons, a.k.a. Democrats, most of the people who are getting this debt forgiveness have received degrees, have generous incomes, and easily can repay their loans. But Biden's forgiving them anyway. It's not just criminal, it's sinful, it's unethical. It's unethical for those who are not paying their loans. Now, I often joke, but it's true. I think I finished paying off my student loan somewhere in, I was 50 years old. Took me a long time to pay them off. But life goes on. So before I go any further, let me tell you, if you're interested in sponsoring this program, listen along here. Thomas Catterall, C-A-T-T-E-R-A-L-L, P.O. Box 123, Belleville, Michigan. 48111. Thank you. I've mentioned on the show a few times that ideally I want to retire from where I currently work, and that is guarding mental patients, also known as Democrats, and hopefully get my own radio show and continue to educate the morons, and hopefully change some Republicans and turn them into conservatives. Speaking of which, how did you guys enjoy the bill that Elon Musk had to squash this week? Now, today's Saturday, December the 21st, and they did pass a stopgap bill to keep the government funded for the next month or so till Trump gets in office. But what's interesting to me is how that vote went. In Congress, it was 366 to 34. And this is something I try to tell people all the time. That means there are 34 people who understood that America is debt-ridden. We have to downsize government. We have to quit all these giveaway programs. We have to follow the Constitution. Do you people understand the Constitution was written to keep government small? Oh, we're doing great on that, aren't we? No, we're not. We suck. For the last, my whole entire life, actually, government has done nothing but grown. The only time I remember it doing anything right was when Newt Gingrich ran Congress. Again, not a big fan of the guy, but at that time, he was clear in the way he pointed out to the media the difference between what a Republican is and what a Democrat is. It's not so clear anymore, all right? They're the uniparty now. But back then in the 80s, it really was. Democrats voted for bigger government, higher taxes. Republicans were voting for smaller government, lower taxes. But now, 34 people in Congress voted against the bill. That's all we got. In the Senate, 11. 11 people voted no to save America, or actually no to help save America. But yet, the communists got their way again. And speaking of which, we got rid of one rhino from California as speaker. And then everybody was so happy that we got Mike Johnson. They could be twins, him and the previous one. They both are terrible. They're terrible. What is it about Republicans when they get in office and get power that they want to appease Democrats or appease the media? They're the same thing. What is it? Stand up. Grow a pair. Fight for your country. Save the United States. Oh, my gosh. It just kills me. All right. I'm going to talk about one more thing. But before I do, I want to tell you a little joke. I love jokes. A duck walks into the bar and he says to the bartender, "Do you serve duck food?" Bartender says, "No." Duck leaves. Next day, the duck comes in, goes up to the bartender, says, "Do you serve duck food?" Bartender says, "No, we still don't serve duck food." Duck leaves. Comes in on the third day. "Do you serve duck food?" Bartender's now had enough. He said, "Hey, listen here, you little quacker. This is the third day in a row you come in and ask me the same dumb question. You come in one more time and ask me if we have duck food, I'm going to nail your feet to the floor." Duck leaves. Comes in the next day. Goes up to the bartender. He says, "Do you have any nails?" Bartender says, "No." He says, "Okay, do you serve duck food?" You gotta admit, that was pretty funny. Okay, my last morsel. Let's see what the... I always remember Rush doing this all the time. Anyway, let's see. Oh, yes. One of my favorites. So, we already know Joe Biden's a criminal. We know he's a communist. We know his entire family's corrupt. We know the entire Democrat Party's corrupt. Don't forget what Tomcat says. Get rid of 100% of the Democrats, 95% of the Republicans. So, what does this criminal Biden do in the last week? He decides to take the remaining parts of the unbuilt wall between Mexico and the United States and put them up for auction at 5 cents to the dollar from what they originally cost. Now, to me, that's both criminal and treasonous. Now, people say, how can it be treason? Well, what's the purpose of the wall? To protect the United States. And what's he doing? He's literally stopping the United States from being protected. And to me, that's still treason. And this moron, you idiot Democrats elected, is anti-American. He's been for himself his entire life. That's all he's been for. The guy's a liar. I mean, that's the thing about Democrats. All you have to do is use that Google machine, a.k.a. the Internet, and do some simple searches. Joe Biden has always been a liar. He lies about his education, lies about his sports background. He lies about every occupation. This guy's had more occupations than I have, and that's pretty funny if you know me. Yeah, come on. He drives semi-trucks. And he's every race you can ever think of. He's like black, Puerto Rican, Mexican. My favorite, though, is recently the uncle that got eaten by cannibals. That was awesome. But anyway, some good news on the wall front. Turns out that I read this morning that they've taken the wall materials off the U.S. government auction site, probably because Trump and others said, "We're going to charge you criminally for doing that." And I guess he realized he better not do that. So that's all I have for today. It's not long. Again, a plea to my conservative friends. I believe, always have, and if you know me personally, I'm a great interviewer. I'm a great listener. I would love to have someone be a guest. It's as simple as a phone call. I've bought this equipment to, I don't know if you guys understand podcasts, but I'm sitting here in front of a soundboard, and Rob Silski, my friend at work, eventually, yes, I will use a camera and do a video cast. But as a guest, you don't have to be here in my home, which makes the missus quite happy. I can just call you on the phone. We can talk about some conservative issues of the day, and people can understand that, yes, I'm not the only conservative in the world. And what do I mean by being a conservative? Quite simply, the difference between a conservative and a Republican, a conservative will always say no to tax increases. A conservative will always say no to anything that expands the government. And a conservative will always follow the Constitution. A lot of people, and I've said it before on previous podcasts, but the first day that George Bush worked in cahoots with the criminal killer Ted Kennedy, day one in office, he expands the Department of Education. No Child Left Behind. That was the last day the Republican Party got a penny from me. Now, don't get me wrong. I've supported both Donald Trump and Ted Cruz financially. And Ted is clearly in the Republican Party. But Ted, to me, is still a conservative. Like I say, he's one of like seven. So anyone who is in office who will always try to downsize government and quit forcing Americans to give up their income in that thing we call legal theft, a.k.a. taxation, is a conservative. The rest of you clowns, you're communists, you're Democrats, you're rhinos. And actually, technically, it's gotten to the point where now we can just call you Republicans. It used to be Republicans in name only, all right? But no, there's so many Republicans now that are rhinos that we just call them Republicans now. Conservatives are what you need in office. And so, and again, we even have fraud conservatives. They fool us. Like during the Tea Party time, they claim to be Tea Party people. They claim to be all for downsizing government. Then we elect them. Boom, they're Democrats. Fool me once, fool me twice, keep fooling me. But anyway, God bless you all. I always like to end my podcast with a simple message of salvation. Being born again is real. I believe personally we're in the end times. It's very simple. Read your Bible. Pray before you do. Ask for wisdom. God will reveal his message to you. And hopefully one day you'll get down on your knees and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. I hope you guys have a great week. Look forward to having my first guest next weekend. Someone step up to the plate. Take care. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. And I hope you all have a great new year.